Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is quite warm. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, making it a perfect evening for a stroll. Haifa is experiencing a mild breeze, providing a refreshing end to the day. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the U.S. launched a new wave of strikes against Iranian targets. CENTCOM announced that these strikes aimed to incapacitate military forces used to attack the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Ynet revealed earlier today that the U.S. has initiated fresh strikes on Iran as former President Trump vows days of escalating attacks. CENTCOM states the operation targets military capabilities threatening commercial shipping. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, an 82-year-old man has died from wounds sustained in an Iranian missile attack on Haifa in April. His wife expressed her deep sorrow, saying she will live as half a human being after his passing. Separately, 24 News reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the abduction of three soldiers on October 7th. And finally, JNS shares from earlier today that Moody's has left Israel's credit outlook stable. The ratings agency praises the country's economic resilience despite war costs, expecting growth if ceasefires hold. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a prominent Israeli lawyer, posted just minutes ago expressing devastation over the passing of Daniel Reisner. He described Reisner as a remarkable international lawyer who defended Israel with unwavering integrity. Batya Ungar Sargon shared earlier today financial details about El Sayed, revealing his joint filing income for 2025 and estimating his net worth significantly. U.S. Central Command posted in the past half hour about redirecting two commercial vessels attempting to run the blockade after restarting the naval blockade against Iranian ports. They emphasized their preparedness to ensure compliance. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. military's actions aim to stabilize the region by targeting Iranian military forces. This comes as tensions continue to rise over the control of critical maritime routes. The impact on international shipping and regional stability remains a concern. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provided more context on the passing of Michael Katz. His death marks another life lost from the April missile attacks, which also claimed four others. As his family mourns, the community reflects on the long-term impacts of such violence. Turning to the IDF operation, reported by I-24 News, the elimination of the Hamas terrorist responsible for the October 7th abductions is seen as a significant win for Israeli security forces. This operation underscores ongoing efforts to dismantle threats and ensure the safety of soldiers and civilians alike. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that despite a weak June, investment funds have had a remarkable half year. The main stock indices on Wall Street and Tel Aviv helped the top 10 investment funds achieve an average return of about 9.8%. Separately, CTech announces that Israeli agtech startup Nanovel won a €2.5 million EU grant. The company is developing AI robots to address the global agricultural worker shortage. And finally, from Globes, Israeli AI cybersecurity company Oak has raised $60 million. They are working on an AI-based platform for managing identities and permissions within organizations, highlighting the growing importance of cybersecurity. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.